Happy New Year from your friends and DJs at WONY, W-O-N-Y, 90.9 FM, Oneonta. Thank you for a great year of listening and keeping it locked. Is it
interview, I decided to make my topic about senior year in college as well as how it's been affected due to the pandemic.
So now that I am a senior in college, I would tell my freshman self to eat healthy, go to sleep at normal times.
When you have a roommate that you don't like, you have to make the best of it. Instead of try to burn bridges, you got to try to fix them and be friendly with them.
To join more clubs and make friends. That way I add more to add to my resume.
Don't pick the school just for the name of it and for the prestige that it is. Rather, to make yourself happier and be with your own friends. So I definitely would have started out at Oneonta to begin with.
I think it's super important to look for and take classes that you enjoy. After Oneonta, I actually transferred to UAlbany, so I'm currently taking classes that I love. And I think they teach me more than just the core information that most colleges offer.
I wouldn't change anything in the last 4 years because things happened for a reason and I was supposed to do the things that I did and meet the people I met.
I would change the amount of effort I put into my classes and I would have tried harder to get a better grade so my GPA would be higher.
It would be to stay as a adolescent education major instead of switching to sport management and changing my degree for like the fifth time.
Due to the pandemic, I would say that there is a lot of changes in college life, and it's a lot of adjusting for everyone.
It's been rough. I'm student teaching right now, and I'm completely all online. When the past 3.5 years, I was training to be in-person student teaching.
Since the pandemic, I appreciate face-to-face classes more. As much as I hated waking up early and having to sit in a classroom, I learned better that way. Learning through a screen is a whole different experience from sitting in a classroom. There are so many distractions at home, and I always feel behind on assignments.
Definitely the social aspect. While taking online classes has not affected me in a negative way, the best part of college is getting to meet new people and experiencing different social clubs, sports, and anything that sparks your interest. If there are new social opportunities available at your school, take advantage of those because they are few and far in between.
Hi, everyone. You're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some events to look forward to this week. On Monday, November 17th, join SUNY Oneonta's Health and Wellness Center for Coffee with the Counseling Center. This will be happening from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. in the Hunt Union Reception. On Monday at 6 p.m., join the Office of Global Education for an international music mingle. This will be happening in Hunt Union Waterfront Room. Lastly, on Monday, join the Activities Council for Seasonal Arts and Crafts for Thanksgiving. This will be happening from 9 p.m. to 10:30 in the International Lounge of Hunt Union. On Tuesday, join the SUNY Oneonta Badminton Club for their Badminton Doubles Tournament. This will be happening from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. Also happening on Tuesday, join for some line dance lessons happening from 6 to 7 p.m. in the Hulbert Event Center. On Tuesday, be sure to join SUNY Oneonta's Global Education Office for their Global Thanksgiving Celebration. This will be happening from 6 to 8 p.m. in the Great Room. As always, Tuesday is Trivia Tuesday, so join Activities Council for Trivia in the Red Dragon Theater from 9 to 10 p.m. On Wednesday, join the Jewelry Making Club for our meeting. Come and bead with us. This will be happening from 5 to 7 p.m. in the Hunt Union Butternut Valley Room. Hope to see you there. On Thursday, join the SUNY Oneonta Counseling Health and Wellness Center for the Great American Smokeout. This will be happening in Chase Gym from 2 to 5 p.m. Also on Thursday, join the Anthropology Club for a Real Talk, The Truth of Thanksgiving, happening from 6 to 7 p.m. in Physical Science 246. From 6 to 7 p.m., there will be a multicultural variety show. This will be happening in the ballroom. On Thursday, be sure to check out Music Industry Club's show of The Backfires and Wolf. This will be happening in Lee Hall, The Great Room, from 6 to 9 p.m. Come see these awesome bands perform. On Friday, support the SUNY Oneonta's women's basketball team as they play Eastern Connecticut, happening from 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. in DeWar Arena. On Saturday, Club Odyssey is hosting Hot Cocoa and Jackbox. This will be happening from 7 to 10 p.m. at the Club Odyssey Studio on Main Street. This has been your WONI Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. Have a great week and keep it locked, everyone.
You're listening to WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta, and this is the Stuck in Traffic, our pop hour. Keep it locked.
Trust me. Thank you.
Mystery, a prophet of the times when they
You're listening to WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta, and this is the Stuck in Traffic, our pop hour. Keep it locked.
Yeah. Sitting here paralyzed. That's the way I want to do it.
Elizabeth Taylor, do you think it's forever?
That view of Portofino was on my mind when you called me at the Plaza Atenea. Ooh, oftentimes it doesn't feel so glamorous to be me. All the right guys promised they'd stay under bright lights. They withered away, but you blew. Portofino was on my mind. I think you know why. And if your letters ever said goodbye, I...
around family and friends to eat your favorite foods and turkey, I guess. We wanted to let you know that everyone at WONY Woney 90.9 FM wishes you a happy Thanksgiving.
What's one of your favorite memories?
Let's see. Well, there was this one time I went snorkeling in the Caribbean when I was a kid. It really just blew my mind. I mean, when you're sitting on the beach, it's so peaceful and you sort of forget there's a whole other world under there, just full of all kinds of life. We saw the most beautiful corals. I remember thinking they were waving at us as they moved with the ocean. And then there were all these amazing fish. They kind of reminded me of tropical birds. They were so bright and colorful, just darting.